A long time ago, in a city far, far away,
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is CITR 101.9. This is the Morning After Show. My name is Osvaldo Perez. And don't go away because we have Los Malos here in the studio.
Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
Thank you.
waiting for the sign to subside. Moonlight gonna pick up the beat. And if I get up, order me another round to one shot. Some of this building. Disco lights romancing your body looking so fine. Maybe one day I can call it my own. And we can be together tonight. Cause in the shade of a velvet room, you're never alone. You're never alone. Never alone. Never alone. Shade of a velvet room, it is my sanctuary. Shade of a velvet room, it is so unordinary. Bet your bottom dollar gonna be there tonight. In the shade of a velvet room, I'll hold you tight, yeah, yeah. Shade of a velvet room. Disappear into the shade of a velvet room with you, my dear. And we can move to the beat. Our body is starting to break off something sweet. Yeah, I can savor the moment. Life tastes sweet with some bubbly energy and tea. Nights in a velvet room, it's safe to assume it's good enough for you. Good enough for me. Shade of a velvet room, it is my sanctuary. Shade of a velvet room, it is so unordinary. Bet your bottom dollar gonna be there tonight. In the shade of a velvet room, I'll hold you tight, yeah, yeah. Shade of a velvet room, shade of a velvet room, it is my sanctuary. Shade of a velvet room, it is so unordinary. Bet your bottom dollar gonna be there tonight. In the shade of a velvet room, I'll hold you tight. Yeah, yeah. Shade of a velvet room.
So we're back here, you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. We started the show with a band called Kimmo Pojonen. The song was called Kaluaja. And these guys are... I'll tell you where they're from. They are Finnish. Yeah, from Finland. And they were listening to local band, the Greenbelt Collective, with the song Car Planet. They have a CD called Our Homes. Pretty cool band. And we were listening to another Vancouver band, Red Eye. The name of the song was Shade of a Velvet Room. The CD is also called Red Eye. So, yeah. And today we have here Los Malos. Los Malos de Vancouver. How are you guys?
Hola.
Bien, bien. Good.
This is a Latin Canadian band.
Yeah, here. We're a Vancouver band.
Vancouver band.
Yeah.
But do you sing in English or Spanish or both? Yeah. Or
most of the songs are in English. We sing in English, but there's one in Spanish and we have plans to, you know, write more in Spanish and sing more in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And why Los Malos?
Los Malos is a joke
because we're good.
Yeah, we're good people. Yeah, we can't, you know, we're harmless. So
yeah,
it was just a joke that came out from like we used to hang out without playing music before we started playing music and we'll just, you know.
And it was actually four boys in the beginning.
Yeah, it was just a boy like
four friends and they are all like basically CCs, so it was fun. Oh, it was fun. It was fun that they would call themselves Los Malos.
Yeah, before Manuela, it was there was a friend of us called Man.
A macho girl band
from Portland, Oregon. Yeah.
Okay.
So it was just guys.
So we're missing one person, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, Javier, the drummer.
The drummer.
Yeah.
Where is he? Is he from Chile too?
Yes.
He was born in Venezuela, but he lived most of his life in Chile.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, Javier, Francisco, and I, we were playing music together before coming here. And before even knowing that we were going to come here, we were jamming together with another common friend.
Oh, really?
And then we all decided to come here.
We came for different reasons.
Yeah. I mean, we are a couple, Francisco and I, so we came together because I came here to study.
Okay.
But Javier came for different reasons, and we ended up playing together anyway. After, we met Alejandro.
But you didn't know Javier was coming here, or...?
No, it was just one day we got together to jam, and we were like, oh, we're going to Vancouver. And he's like, no, I'm going to Vancouver. We're like, what? So it was pretty random.
Cool. Yeah, we came the same year.
Yeah, about the same time.
Okay. So, well, your name is Manola?
I'm Manola.
Manola, and you play bass?
Yeah.
From Chile?
Yeah.
And you play bass, I guess,
no,
or
I play
guitar?
The guitar.
Guitar? Yeah. Okay.
Well, sort of.
And what's your name?
Francisco.
Francisco, and you're also from Chile.
Yeah.
And Alejandro?
I'm Alejandro, and I'm from Monterrey, and I play the guitar, and I pretend to sing.
Yeah, he writes songs too.
He's basically a songwriter. And...
I know.
And how did you hook up then at the end?
It was really weird. It was
through our common friends.
Yeah, through girlfriends that they were like studying together, and then that's how we met. It was really really strange, but at the end we ended up being like good friends, and after 1 year of hanging out together in Vancouver we decided to play music, and it was really like we had a lot of fun in the beginning, and now it has become a little more like serious, I guess. We've been playing around. Yeah,
so the band is pretty new then.
Yeah, we've been playing for a year and a half.
Okay.
Yeah, and we
fresh out of high school.
Right.
Well, if you guys want to check out Los Malos, they're going to be playing next Saturday at Café du Soleil. That's a Commercial Drive and Fifth Avenue at 9 o'clock with another band called Litterbug.
Yeah, we're dear friends from Litterbug. They are a great band, and we played shows with them before. And
also sometimes we borrow their violin player, Amelia Mori.
Okay.
We're gonna listen to one of the songs where she's playing, actually.
Okay. Yes. Well, let's play Los Malos. Do you want to listen to anything specific or just go by whatever?
I think we should play...
We can start with Another Time.
Okay, yeah. We'll start with Another Time.
It's the first track.
Okay. So you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show.
Another time.
So that's the Vonnegut Dollhouse that we're listening there. Pretty cool band. Pretty cool band from Vancouver. Their city is called Ornamental Etherworld. Before then, we listened to Vela with the song Stay Here. We also listened to the Riff Randalls with Bandana and Los Malos from Vancouver. We have them here with Another Time. Remember that they're going to be playing this Saturday at Café du Soleil. And we also have Tim Perez here on the phone. Tim, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
So Tim is going to invite us for a very cool event also at the beginning of February, which is also has a lot of Latin content. Why don't you tell us what you're preparing there?
Well, February 1st to the 3rd is the Vancouver Society of Storytelling Festival. And what it is, storytellers from all over the world are going to be telling original stories and stories about myths and legends and stories from their homeland to anybody who wants to come listen to them. And they're probably some of the greatest storytellers in the world. So it's a pretty amazing event, and it's kind of primitive, like, you know, it's like being at a campfire mm-hmm. and listening to a great story. You know, you get that same sort of feel of it. And this year we are reaching out to the Latino community, and so we are going to have about maybe six tellers from Latin America and BC coming and telling mm-hmm. their stories about their own culture and their own experience. So it'll be a pretty rich and amazing experience.
Yeah, sounds like very interesting. So the stories, are they like folklore, like popular culture, or are they everybody can write their own story, or how does that work? Is there any guidelines?
There are no rules in storytelling. The only rule is you know, if it's a great story, then you know I'll listen. We have traditional storytellers who just you know tell about folklore, about their lands, and we have another storyteller coming from Los Angeles, Licia Perea and mm-hmm. Eva Tesler. They're going to do stories in dance, and what they're going to do is they're going to do a recreation of about the Aztec moon goddess. And so, you know, there's going to be very different kinds of storytelling. So it's almost like modern dance and story put together. So it's a very kind of new sort of avant-garde, sort of cutting-edge type of storytelling. And we also are going to have the very traditional, stand up and just address the people type of story, which is also, you know, very, very rich.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm trying to imagine the setting. Is there going to be, like, music?
We're going to have Andean music on Friday night. We're going to have a Friday night concert and a Saturday night concert and Saturday, Sunday, all-day concerts for kids. And there's going to be Latin music. We're going to have Afro-Cuban music in the evening. And we're going to have music from the Andes for Friday night. So, yes, there's going to be music. There's going to be food. There's going to be all kinds of Latin food and stuff. And it's going to be very, very family-oriented, stories for adults and stories for kids. So it's going to be this really rich, rich experience. It's mm-hmm. going to be at the Heritage Hall, Main and 16th.
Okay, so that's Main and 16th?
Yeah,
and
so it's right in the hood. It's right in the hood.
Mm-hmm. And that's on February 1st, 2nd?
Yes, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
And 3rd.
We're going to have about maybe 20 different events. We're going to have story jams. We're going to have story swaps. We're going to have concerts, and we're going to have kids' concerts, and we're going to have interactive things for the children to do also. Mm-hmm. And, again, these are going to be master storytellers. So it's just, you know, it's like being in the midst of somebody who, you know, you're going to listen to a novel in 15 minutes. It's somebody, you know, just kind of like will tell you the story of a novel in 15 minutes, kind of encapsulated and capture the whole novel. You know,
okay.
So it's incredible. Or they'll tell a story for 2 hours. We're going to have the Ramayana on Sunday afternoon, and which is one of the oldest stories from India,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to tell two hours of it, and this story goes on for 7 days.
All
so
right.
2 hours, just a fraction of this story. So, mm-hmm. So it's going to be rich in that way too.
Okay, yeah, sounds interesting. And there's a lot of Latin talent. Yeah, I was looking there. Pepe Danza.
Yes, Pepe's going to be telling with his drums and with his whistles and with his, you know, all his indigenous instruments from Latin America. You know, he's an expert percussionist. And so he is going to be one of our, you know, major players in this thing. We also have Carmen Aguirre from from Vancouver, and she's going to be she has an original piece called Blue Box, which she is going to be debuting, you know, on Friday night, Saturday night actually, at our festival. So we're going to have tellers there who are going to be telling some original material also.
Cool. Yeah, she's a good actress. So
she's very, very good. Very I'm really excited to be hearing what she's going to be doing. So it'll be really cool. And she'll be telling for an adult audience. And on that audience, there's going to be wine and beer, and there's going to be Afro-Cuban music, and so it's going to be kind of a very loose feel, like a Latin club.
I was going to ask about the beer.
Yeah, wine and beer, of course. You know, it's like being in a Latin club in New York City. That's how we're going to try to pull it off. You know, we're going to have the storytellers are all going to be very, very different. I have a Chicano from Los Angeles who's going to come up and tell how he ate 50 chickens in one day.
Mm-hmm.
So about his ride with the devil and in a car and with how he ate 50 chickens. So that should be a pretty fantastical, you know, story. Looking forward to that one also.
Yeah, cool. So, is there a website, or where can people find out more about the artists and the schedules, and when is it going to start, and all that?
Okay, the website for tickets is www.tickettonight.ca, and let's see, my website for my storytelling is at the Vancouver Society of Storytelling .com.
Okay. So, Vancouver Society of Storytelling.com.
Yes.
Okay, or I guess I can just
.org.
.org.
Vancouver Storytelling.org. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool. Or they can just Google it. I'm sure that it will.
Yeah, Google it. Go on, and you can see some of the biographies of the storytellers, and it's going to be a really rich, rich evening. Storytelling is not sort of it's a very active thing because the stories are so good, they just come alive. It's like listening to a really, you know, it's like listening to the radio or something, but you've got the person right in front of you, you know, and it's just all the stories happen in your mind while you're listening to them. And the storytellers are so good, and they're so animated, and they're so beautiful and human. It's a really primitive, primitive thing happens. You know, human beings need to come, and they need to connect with each other, and we need to listen to stories, you know. It's very important. You know, stories teach us how to live. How to cope when times are bad and when times are good. So it's very exciting, and I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool. Oral tradition must not be lost. Eh?
No, it's got to keep going on. That's what's going to keep us together, you know?
Cool, Tim. And where are you from?
I am from California originally, but I've kind of been all over the place. I lived in New York City for 10 years, in Los Angeles for 10 years, and I've been in Vancouver for 5.
Okay.
So I've been kind of a gypsy, you know.
Yeah.
And but my love for stories has always been there. So I'm a lover of stories.
Cool.
I just get intoxicated by them, you know. Books, movies, campfire stories, ghost stories. It makes my day, you know.
I'll pass you some of my stories later.
Okay.
Okay, so this is happening 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of February at the Heritage Hall. That's 15 and Main.
Yes, it's going to be a jam-packed event. Please bring the family and kids. The kids, there's going to be a lot of content for children, so it's just going to be great.
Lots
of food, music also.
Check the schedules at the Vancouver Storytelling Society, no?
Yes.
Cool. Well, thank you, Tim. We're here with Los Malos de Vancouver. Are you gonna? Do you like stories too?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
We love stories.
We love stories.
Coming up with new ones.
Yeah. Making stories.
Yeah.
Making stories.
So thank you, Tim, and we'll see you soon, I guess.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye bye.
So that was Tim Perez. They're having that storytelling thing. It's pretty
cool.
Interesting,
yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Yeah. Cool. So you're playing this Saturday, no?
Yeah.
This Saturday at Café du Soleil with Lederbach.
Just wanted to say that the song that we listened to is part of the EP or whatever.
Full length that we haven't decided yet.
It's a work in progress that our roommate Gregor, who also plays drums in Language Arts, he's been recording for us and now he's mixing. So, hi Gregor.
Yeah, Gregor.
Thanks, Gregor.
Yeah,
and Yeah, he's been great at doing
it. We promised to pay you sometime.
Yeah.
He's your roommate, you said?
Yeah, yeah? Yeah, he lives cool. with us.
So it's all in the family.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And we practice and we record down in our...
Where language arts record and practice. Well, where yeah. they practice too.
In our house at the basement.
Okay.
So. Another great band, Language Arts.
Yeah.
Which? Language Arts?
Language Arts, yeah.
Language yeah. Arts.
That's the name of the band?
Yeah, Gregor Phillips is the drummer, like the guy who okay. helped us to do the recordings. He's a dear friend of us, and he also plays the drums for Language Arts, and they'll be playing.
They have a show coming up on the 24th at the Railway Club,
oh,
too.
Oh, at the Railway Club. Yeah.
On the 24th of
January. Yeah. 24th, okay. They'll be at the Railway Club, so check railway. Him out, too. Language Arts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's another. Maybe if they have a MySpace thing.
Yep. They
maybe
do.
we can check them
yeah.
out.
And we have a MySpace as well. Is MySpace/losmalosrock.
Yeah. Yeah. MySpace.com/losmalosrock.
Los malos.
Yeah.
Check it out. Fine.
So.
Okay. So well, we find Language Arts. Let's put one of the other song, Bob Dylan, Super Gay Guitar. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is CITR. Telephone number here is 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR. We're gonna give away tickets for Josh Reader. So stay tuned.
UBC TV. Check out www.ubctv.ca. Originally conceived in 1990, UBC TV reinvented itself this past year with the launch of www.ubctv.ca. With support from UBC Rec and run by and for students. The site showcases student material ranging from films and music videos to sports, including the production of its own show, UBC Sports Desk. With the goal of getting students involved, UBC TV allows students to submit their content. Viewers have the added advantage of video on demand, allowing them to choose with ease exactly what they want to watch and when. UBC TV is recruiting staff for the next school year. Positions available are IT Director, Marketing Director, Program Director, Producer, Videographer, and Marketing Assistant. Anyone interested is requested to send an email to info@ubctv.ca or to log on to ubctv.ca for more details.
This first song, I want to be on your TV so that you might notice me. Thank you.
control yourself, not afraid.
So that's Transylvania Polka.
Oh.
Pretty. Pretty cool band. Yeah,
yeah.
Check them out. They might play in March.
Oh, in the city?
In the same. Well, we're thinking to our audience, we're planning on doing a fundraising for the newspaper La Vanguardia in March.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a lot of bands playing there, so
we're
stay tuned, because it's cooking. So this is one of the bands that might play there, Transylvanian Polka. And so we found Language Arts, and so we're going to play a little bit of that. And, well, the tickets for Josh Reader are gone. So, but if you want to give me a call here anyways, telephone number here is 822-2487, 822-CITR. We might have other pair of tickets to give away, so don't go anywhere. So we're going to listen to Language Arts and then play another Los Malos song.
New Brunswick.
New Brunswick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you been in New Brunswick or?
No.
Ah. Oh, it wasn't you that went there?
No, I've never been to New Brunswick.
Oh, but...
So what's the...
When the song came out... Well, I mean, when I played the song, or when I started to write the song, I was with a good friend of mine, who's Jackie Thomas, and she's from New Brunswick. So we just needed a title for the song.
Okay.
But it basically, yeah, it's another kind of a strong... content song, I think.
Well,
yeah, pay attention to the lyrics.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you, like, we were talking off the air about the lyrics, no? What do they talk about, or what?
Well, it's mainly, you know, it's political. Like, there's a big political content in the songs, but yeah.
I think they're very much from a personal perspective, though. It took me a while to realize that they're very political, because it talks about, like, the experience of being away or being mm-hmm. Being a stranger, being a foreigner,
mm-hmm.
and how does it feel, and how people, you know, relate to you, and how people read you because you're from somewhere in particular.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. you know, Vancouver is a multicultural, you know, city.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cultures here, but at the same time, like, we can't believe that sometimes things happen, like what happened at the airport, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
the Polish guy. Yeah.
We can't believe, like, things like that happen, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And so, you know, we're not gonna
take that,
and so that's what the songs are.
Talk about racism and stuff like that, but it's really, like,
yeah,
it's
at the same time, we're not
openly.
Victims, and we're not uh-huh. victims. That's why, you know, it's a lot of fun playing the songs, and that's why there are names of the songs like Tina Turner Underpants, or Bob Dylan Super Gay Guitar,
yeah.
or, you know, Between the Mountains and the Prairie, that's another song. Like, we're not victims, but, you know, like, we gotta take the chance that we're playing music and, you know, we say something.
Yeah.
We're not
yeah.
gonna be... You know,
yeah, we're in a privileged space to be able to say something about it, I guess.
And we're gonna say it. We're not gonna be, you know, like, I respect a lot of other bands, right? Like, I think, especially bands from Vancouver, they are great. And but we also decide to be more political about, you know, take the chance that we're from Latin America. That's
mm-hmm.
it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So you're almost a punk band, or are you a punk band, or? Kind of.
I don't know.
Well,
we
listen to a lot of punk music, and
yeah.
we used to play in bands in Chile that are pretty much from the punk scene.
Uh-huh.
But I think that what we're doing right now is more than
Gregor Phillips, the producer of our EP, The Dangerous Rhythm Off. He described once the sound of the band as mariachi punk rock protest songs. So we're not pretty much like, you know, punk. Why not mariachi punk rock, I think?
Yeah. Like
it could be, you know.
Cool.
I guess the punk aspect of it is that we don't care about how well we play the instruments, and we're really expressing ourselves and our feelings and, you know.
Yeah, cool.
Punk spirit.
Yeah. Punk spirit, at least.
Yeah, that's important. Okay, so we're going to listen to Language Arts here on 101.9 FM. They're going to be playing at the Railway on January 24th, so check them out. And they're also going on a little tour there at Victoria, Duncan, Canmore. So, yeah. And after that, we're going to listen to New Brunswick. New Brunswick from Los Malos. And then... what was the other band that we were
Litterbug.
They're going to be playing also on Saturday.
Yeah, Litterbug are great band. They have really amazing influences. They'll be there with us. So cool.
And they're great friends too.
Yeah.
We have new CD also from the Feminists that we're going to put a lot of Vancouver bands today on the show. And then we put a couple of Spanish. Let me see, somebody's on the phone. So. No, they hung up. Okay, so this is Language Arts.
Are sore from the colder Beautiful esophagus, oh, yeah. he's a superhuman.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Did you get it in black and white?
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show. We're here with Los Malos de Vancouver. And we were listening there to the Stumblers Inn with the song Alive. That was a request. And what else? We listened to The Feminist also before that. We have a new CD called Can't Scream Loud Enough. Check them out when they play around town. They're pretty cool. And what else? We listened to Litterbug with Oh, You Are So Beautiful, which is their single, no, you said? Litterbug single.
Sort of their hit song for us.
Yeah.
The song was Oh, You Are So Beautiful. Before then, we listened to Los Malos with New Brunswick. And we listened to Language Arts also with Sunset. And so Saturday, you're going to be playing with Litterbug at Café du Soleil.
Yes.
That's at 9 o'clock. That's on Commercial and 5th Avenue. It's a pretty cool place. That's good for breakfast, eh?
Have
a
good breakfast. Tofu scramble is awesome.
We went there last weekend.
Yeah.
And we also are going to play on February the 9th with another great band called Hermetic. I think they are the band that won Shindig. I think so. So we're going to play with them at, can I say the people? We can say the place.
Yeah,
Astoria Hotel.
The Astoria
on February the 9th with Hermetic.
Hermetic. That's
cool. So we're going to leave the show now. We're going to listen to another Los Malos song.
Between the mountains and the papers.
Between the mountains and the papers.
And it talks about the bullshit that we read in the main newspapers from the city.
Okay.
Instead of La Vanguardia.
The only, La Vanguardia is untouchable. But all the other ones, and they know who they are.
The mainstream, no? The mainstream.
Mainstream. You read them.
Don't believe the hype.
Don't believe them.
It's not true. Okay, and also, Ben Sinister is playing Fridays, January 25th. At Richards. Check them out. They're also really cool. They're going to be playing with My Gay Husband and Curtis Santiago. So, yeah. And also on February 19, Pacific Cinematheque, there's going to be a Cuban film, La Edad de la Peseta. Check it out. Cool film also. So we're not going to be able to play all the Spanish songs that I wanted to play, but we're playing Los Malos, and then we're put a song from this band from Chile called Lilith.
Yes.
And we'll play more of this.
Very cool all-female band, punk rock.
This is a FemFest, no, in Chile?
Yes, FemFest is an initiative that started 2 years ago. It's an all self-produced festival by women musicians.
Okay. Cool. In Santiago, no?
Yeah, Santiago de Chile.
Okay. Well, we'll put more of these bands in future shows.
Great.
As well.
Awesome. Thank you.
Perfect. And
thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you guys for coming.
Thank you.
Next show we'll put some more Latin stuff. Okay. So let's listen to Los Malos. My name is Osvaldo Perez. Remember that if you like the show, you can podcast it at www.citr.ca/podcast, and you can have the show on your computer forever.
I read the newspaper.
So thanks for listening. This was the Morning After Show. Linda Bull is ready here for the Italian Folk Fest, the Italian Folk Show, Folk Festival. That would be a good idea, eh? Should do an Italian Folk Festival here. And so that was not the song. So in the meantime, we're going to leave you with this. I'll see you next week.
Listen up, are you a musician or a budding disco superstar at any level? list yourself in, like, the musician directory on livemusicvancouver.com, and you can find gigs that are, like, totally cool people to jam with.
We've got some groovy listings sorted by instrument and playing level, so you can find just the cool cat you're looking for. Could be a teacher, someone to jam with, or a serious musical project.
Profiles link to past and present show listings, and band rosters, too, so you can even check them out beforehand.
Choose from over 1,000 local musicians or list your own cool profile online easily and for free at livemusicvancouver.com.
This is Colin from GBH and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and that's Canada, boys.